We're continuing with the Vision Destiny 2020, sharing things from my journals, things that God said, things that happened, things that point to where we're going in 2020, what happens in the seasons of heaven and how does that affect the earth, and essentially, what has God got for us individually, corporately, for the next year ahead? Please don't believe anything I say. It's important that you resonate with that which in your spirit and engage God with it. Or if you object, take that back to God and ask him his opinion rather than necessarily go with your present opinion. Confirmational bias can be a challenge when we're hearing new things. I'm only sharing information from my personal revelation. They were personal experiences and encounters that God spoke to me. Those words for me are authoritative. I don't expect them to be authoritative to you unless you resonate with them in your spirit and come into agreement. You need to engage God for yourselves if you're going to have revelation and not information. And that is true across the board. Don't just listen to someone else and expect that you have revelation. It must come directly from the Father's heart. We all need to know the truth. The truth is a person. We have the Spirit of truth to bring us to the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, who will, of course, lead us to the Father so that we can be in the circle of the dance in this wonderful relationship in Father, Son, and Spirit that as children we have been called into. Now, I engage with God, and he showed me things to do, took me to places. One of the things that is part of my mandate is to legislate. I operate governmentally within the realms of heaven. I operate in different roles within the realms of heaven. And I have responsibility and I am positioned in authority there to legislate, to bring the kingdom government of heaven into the earth. And so when I see certain situations, I seek God for a mandate to do something about that. Sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no. And in this instance, he spoke to me and gave me this mandate directly. Son, legislate for the restoration of relationship between those who are estranged and strained and call people back into family. God's desire that there would be one family, that we would be living in one family, diverse from diverse backgrounds, but in relationship. And if we're not in relationship with other believers, then there's something that needs to happen to change that. And we need to do whatever we can do from our position to ensure that we're not at enmity and in strife with anybody. So I legislated, and these are some of the things that I decreed and declared as a result of the mandate that God gave me and that which I carry in my heart for the restoration of all things, including the relationships between those in the family of God. So I made some declaration. I call for all that's hidden to come into the light, because a lot of division that is in place is because people don't understand, because things are hidden and people don't know the truth. So let's have the truth. I call for all that's broken to be reconciled. I call for all that's hurt to be healed. I call for all who feel rejected to find their acceptance in God. I call for all who are angry, bitter, and resentful to be inspired to forgive and release. I call for all who are motivated by the political spirit and are trading on the trading floor of Cain to come to a realization and renounce enmity and strife and control. I call for all that are operating on the trading floor of Leviathan, who are gossiping, twisting the truth, to come to a realization and renounce those trades. I call for the light of love's truth as lightning bolts from heaven to penetrate the hardest hearts, to expose all jealousy, envy, strife, enmity, division, separation, and create the desire for reconciliation. Let's be reconciled with one another. We don't need to agree over every jot and tittle of doctrine or theology to still be in the same family. I call for love bombs from heaven's arsenal to explode over all who are motivated by negative emotions of fear, betrayal, jealousy, bitterness, competitiveness, to reveal the Father's heart for reconciliation, restoration, and the renewal of relationship. I call for all who have been ostracized, excluded, marginalized, to be welcomed back into relationship so that fellowship will be restored. I call for the light of love to shine in the darkness of division, to reveal the true motivation of the hearts of men following the DIY tree path of negative trading. I call for the restoration of broken relationships and theological divisions. I call for the light of truth to shine brightly to restore honor and respect between those who have been divided. I call for the barriers to come down and the defenses to be removed for open, honest dialogue to take place. I call for the desire for reconciliation and restoration to be birthed by the Spirit of Truth within the hearts and minds of all who are in enmity with each other. I call for the refiner's fire to rage with an all-consuming love and the seraphim to be assigned from heaven's legions to administer the fire of love. I call for a round table to be established to broker peace. Son, keep your heart pure, and as an elder statesman, take the kingdom high ground, but also the low ground of humility and broker peace. Now, sometimes someone has to make the first move to say, let's talk, let's engage, or I'm sorry, if there's anything I've done that's offended you, I want to apologize. Whether we've done anything in our own minds or not, let's be those who take the first step. Let's be those who look to see restoration take place. In what God's doing within this movement, whether you call it a mystic movement or a heavenly engagement movement, whatever you want to call it, there is division and there are separation. And there are those who are drawing lines to basically exclude others and include others on the basis of belief, when actually we are in the same family in Him on the basis of relationship. Let's ensure that relationship takes a higher priority than doctrines, theology, and beliefs. Because God loves us equally the same, whatever we believe. And most of what we believe probably isn't 100% true anyway. So let's hold relationship stronger than belief. Son, the kingdom manifests in many ways and through many different people. Just make sure that you continue to be a channel and honor those who I choose to use differently. See, God uses people differently. People have blinkered views of things because that's their focus, that's their mandate. Not everyone sees the bigger picture, not everyone sees everything. Let's give people permission to focus on what God's called them to do without necessarily needing them to agree with us or do everything we do. Let's focus on us being us. Son, do not judge my different methods or vessels. Ensure that you remain not compromising or comparing yourself with others. It's really important that we don't compare with other people. In other words, we focus on doing what God's called us to do, but we don't compromise what we're doing for the sake of other people. We need to do what we do, but we need to accept and love each other in the fact that we are different and we have different focuses and different directions. And that is okay with God. It needs to be okay with us. Son, have deep compassion for others, yet do not excuse their behavior. Excusing behavior is not the issue. Being real and honest and being loving in speaking the truth to one another in love is important. But you cannot drive a 10-ton truck over a matchstick bridge. If you don't have a relationship with somebody that you can talk to them in an open and honest way, then keep your thoughts to yourself. Yes, there are many, all of us, in fact, are on a journey. None of us are totally mature in every area of our lives. And there can be some who are so revelatory in certain areas and in so immature in others. That's just the way it is. Therefore, let's look to God and stop looking at each other. And it's important to recognize that that journey is something we're all on. And if we give each other the grace to be on a journey rather than demanding people arrive at the same destination that we're at, then we can all keep moving forward and not become rigid and fixed in what we believe in these things. Love speaks the truth for the benefit of others, not for the benefit of yourself. Make sure that your motives are pure when you share with others and share about others. Cover their nakedness, do not expose it. Be very careful about gossip. Only share what is right to share for the benefit of blessing others, not to expose them and not to prove that you're right and they're wrong. I know there has to be a forum that we can be open and honest about the things that we see, but let's always do it in honor and respect. Son, learn from me and help others not to repeat the same mistakes of the past. Son, you know my heart of love for all my children, including those who act wrongly towards you. So keep a loving, forgiving heart towards them and be at peace as far as it is possible. We can only deal with us. We can't deal with someone else's response to us, but we can be loving and forgiving to them, irrespective of how they treat us. It is time to move forward as an ecclesia. But remember, the blueprint is what gives you the mandate, and that has not changed, but its expression is constantly changing to reflect the renewal of your minds. When you receive a vision, a blueprint from heaven for your own life, for something corporate as an ecclesia, what you receive at the time you receive it is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of a story. And as our minds are renewed and as we're transformed and as we change, our understanding of the blueprint will take on different perspectives. When we first began as an ecclesia in 1994, Isaiah 61 was our foundational scripture. It was the DNA that runs through everything that we are. And Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he's called me to preach good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, set the free those who are in prisons and those who are captive, you know, share the favorable year of the Lord and the cancellation of debts, all of that. Now, we only saw that was in relation to ministering to believers. And we would minister to believers when they became believers, and we weren't ministering to people who weren't yet believers because that's how we saw it. Now, right now, I look back and think, how can possibly we have been so blinkered? But we were. But as God then took us on a journey, he then began to expand our thinking and renew our minds and challenge our present perspective until it got to the point where he said, you're here for your community. You're not here for yourselves. So we then started to see people from the community come and engage us, particularly people with addictions, people who were homeless, people who had issues and problems of disadvantage and all that stuff. They started to come. We had no clue of what to do to help them. But God sent them. They kept coming. So we found out a way of engaging them. Then we realized that God was calling us to reach the people who other people probably couldn't reach. And someone came and prophesied over us, prophesied that we would be a Heineken church. Now, Heineken was a beer, is a beer, and an advert at the time was the beer that reaches the parts that other beers don't reach. And he prophesied that we would be a church, an ecclesia, that reached people that other churches couldn't reach, perhaps. And so we took that seriously, and then that began to change our perspective on what Isaiah 61 was all about. And then when we start to engage heaven and we start to see a bigger perspective and we start to see from a heavenly perspective, then again, our understanding of Isaiah 61 starts to change, and our understanding of healing and energy healing and healing people through releasing toxic emotions and fragrant oils and sound baths of crystal bowls. You know, none of that was in our first understanding what ministering healing to people was about. But now God has taken on us a journey to unveil and reveal truth that unveils a deeper truth that was always there, but we couldn't see because of the limitations of our belief systems. God has deconstructed our understanding and renewed our minds, and now we can begin to move forward, and he's continuing that process. So what is an ecclesia? How does an ecclesia gather? What do you do when you gather? All of that is being deconstructed. And now we're only looking to do what the Father shows us. We don't have a limited menu of pray, sing, speak, preach, minister. We don't have a limited menu. We have no menu. And we ask God, what do you want us to do? And when you want us to do it? And with who do you want us to do it? And then we're continually outworking the expression of his heart, and we're not making presumptions and assumptions about what it is that we're going to do every time we gather. And so we're very open now to being flexible and fluid, and we're not rigid in what we do and how we do it and when we do it. So it's really important when we're embracing what is an ecclesia and why is God calling us to be part of an ecclesia or to establish an ecclesia, that we ask the questions. Why? Why is God asking us to do this? Why do we know his heart? Then, what is it that he's asking us to do? And then, how is he asking us to do that? And where is he asking us to do that? When is he asking us to do that? So that we can get a full picture before we plow in to try and do something that we may not have an understanding of. Ask the questions of God, get his answers, and then you will carry his heart in whatever you're doing. And you'll be doing it for the right reason and the right motive, not out of duty or obligation or fear or any other motives that may be out there. Don't separate or divide, but maintain the integrity of the whole blueprint as an expression of true ecclesia. So God started to challenge us here of how to do this. Help others to see the bigger picture of the foundation that supports the whole, not just the core or the center. We need to be having a wide foundation that others can be built upon. All those that the blueprint serves should be loved and cared for as much as those who are seen as belonging and family members. Now, the blueprint will have an area of jurisdiction, and within that area of jurisdiction, for us, that widens who we see as belonging. Our community belongs to our ecclesia, whether they know it or not yet. So we want to treat them like that. So actually, we want to love people as if they belong and as if they're family members, because from God's perspective, they are, even though if they do not see themselves that way. So we're not here to selfishly be a group of people who just look after each other's needs, although that is good, but we want to serve our communities or the areas that God's given us, effectively demonstrating the heart and love of God to reveal the light that's in those people so they experience the light, come into the light and become light to engage others. Do not exclude anyone, but include everyone as I do. Son, do not separate what you do from who you are. And that is true individually. It's also true when we look at a corporate body as a group, as an ecclesia. You are all ecclesia and all are included from my perspective. Help reveal that me to them by helping them to see that they are valued by you and by me. Express my oracles to all by carrying my heart and loving all in the same way as you are loved. All are to be loved, so all can express love, and love must be unconditional, or it is not love at all. Son, it is time to truly create an environment of love where all can truly know me as love because they are loved unconditionally with the same passion as the foundation is built on love. So we need love within the relationships of the foundation, within the government of the ecclesia, and we need love between the living stones that are built together in ecclesia, and we need to demonstrate love by being the light to the world around us so that the people in the world can see truly that God is love. The foundation of all must be love, that is genuine and truly unconditional towards all in its expression and motivation. Son, you do not have to be the same as other ecclesia. Discover together who you are and how you can express that reality. And I would encourage all of you to do the same. Don't look for models, patterns. Look for principles, but engage God for yourself to discover your identity and then outwork that. Son, be the expression of who you are individually and corporately, and do not compare or pattern after others. Son, be free to be unrestricted and not limited by others' expressions of ecclesia. Son, the way forward is to go back to the beginning and re-establish the foundation of relationship, then re-engage the blueprint from a practical perspective. So sometimes you have to take stock. Now, we've been at this for 8 years of looking to establish and transition from an old model to a new model. And last year, God spoke to me very clearly and said, if you knew then what you know now, would you do things differently? And I was very clear, yes, I definitely would. So he said, well, why don't you? So I stepped back from the situation to give an opportunity for things to emerge. And now God is calling me back into a situation which now relationally we're doing things on a different basis. Now, that couldn't have happened 12 months ago because things needed to be brought into the light. Things needed to happen. So we find that there is a process, and now God was saying, relay the foundation and re-engage the blueprint and see it from now's perspective. The strategy will become clear when the blueprint is seen as a whole with no divisions and separations. Now we have three or four different organizational structures, charities, companies, charitable companies, different things that we do, different ways we outwork our blueprint. But actually, they're all part of the same blueprint. Now, we are actually seeing a unified whole. One part is blessing another part. One part is serving the other part. One help parts facilitate the other part. And we're all working together in oneness. That wasn't possible when we set out along this journey. God had to do some things, expose some things, bring things into the light. We had to deal with them. Now we can move forward. Son, you will have the authority of the blueprint mandate, so teach how to use that to legislate effectively. We have a governmental mandate. Teach how to frame life from heaven's perspective for favor and blessing, to trust in my provision, protection and direction. It's all about living from the source of life, which is him himself. Teach how to engage the heart of God in the eternal now, the four faces of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, and within your own heart. That's relationship, that's intimacy with him that can enable us to outwork that into the earth. Teach tutoring of the seven of wisdom and the seven spirits of God and the four angels, along with the cloud of witnesses relationally. There are very practical things we can do in this process. We're not on our own in it. God has assigned those to help us. Today, reestablish trust and heart of this whole and share the ecclesia model of church in relation to the whole blueprint. So we're looking really to reestablish what does this look like in relation to the blueprint, but not have pre-prescribed ideas of what it is, but trust him in the process to engage his heart and to know the why as much as the what and the how. Son, a new vista that has a new landscape for the ecclesia and the Joshua generation is being established. Although many will die in the wilderness, even more will cross over into their inheritance. And this is talking about a global scale. This cannot take place without major shifts in consciousness through deconstruction and renewal of the mind. The religious constructs must be challenged through powerful encounters with the living word of God, Jesus, to expose and remove false doctrines and theology concerning my nature created through man's own understanding of the Bible. Our problem primarily is the Bible. This is where we've fallen out, divide, separate on what we believe a book said to people 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago that we're trying to interpret today. And actually, we need to engage the spirit of truth and come to a unity and oneness within him so we can be together, even though we may do things differently. We do not need to fall out and disagree over our understanding of the Bible, because I guarantee not everyone's right about anything, let alone everything. I Am is speaking today as I Am has always spoken, but there are many more with ears to hear than ever before, so that the generations can come together in unity of heart, mind, and purpose. Now, I totally am looking for three generations to come together to form a government of generations to be one, and I believe that will usher in the kingdom of God filling the earth, the glory of God covering the earth, the mountain of the house of the Lord being lifted up. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the last three generations that functioned together. It could have been Moses, Joshua, and the next generation, but they divided, separated, and it never happened. We need to start to see that as the Joshua generation, we are called to mentor the next generation, walk together so that they can mentor the next generation, and we all walk together in oneness of heart, mind, and purpose to fulfill God's purpose, kingdom purpose, and to see the kingdom of God fill the earth, and to see the restoration of all things. Oneness and unity commands a blessing. Let's not be separated and divided like 40,000 denominations fighting over what version of the Bible and what Bible truth that they all agree with or don't agree with, and if they don't agree, that they can't be in the same relationship. Son, herald the call and proclaim the beginning of the dawning of a new day. Release heaven's frequency, the frequency of heaven's sound and light. Which is something that I do as a being, if you like, being light and carrying a sound and frequency, but also I make declarations and decrees and release light and sound specifically to legislate for calls and proclamations and creativity. Heaven's frequency is the frequency of love. It is the sound of me wooing my children to a restored face-to-face relationship with innocence. And this is the message that we carry. This is the good news of the message that we experience, that we carry, that we release to the world that is desperate, to the religious institutions that are in bondage, to bring this love frequency, to vibrate and bring energy of love into this world in which we live. At the dawning of this new day, I call for the light of love to burst forth from this new horizon with a new hope of new reality. Now, this is my declaration. As a result of God telling me to release this frequency, herald this call, what am I going to do? Well, I take that into my own heart. I take the mandate. I take and engage and meditate on that frequency. It begins to motivate the desires of my heart. That then begins to empower me and direct me into the things I see and then say and decree and declare and call forth to bring creativity to bear. I must carry it in my heart to be empowered and in that to be envisioned and to be directed in what to do. What flows from the heart because it's in the core of my being. So I then make these declarations. And actually, I'm going to make these declarations to you. So I encourage you to just get yourself in that place where you're ready to allow the frequency of love to engage you. And I'm going to make these declarations using sounds and frequencies of the bowls and things to actually help that. So at the dawning of this new day, I call for the light of love to burst forth from this new horizon with a hope of a new reality. And I call for that hope. Let there be a herald. Let there be the ringing of the Jubilee bells, bringing hope. I call for love's light to shine with radiance of God's true glory and essence. Love. Let love's light shine. I call for the iconic, clastic power of love to deconstruct the false idols of religious doctrine and theology. I call for the true nature of God as love to begin to resonate within the hearts and minds of the children of God. Let there be this resonating with the frequency of God who is love. I call for an open heaven over all conferences and gatherings that I'm part of. I call for open hearts and minds. I call for love bombs and lightning bolts of heavenly revelation to explode. Let them explode over those that are listening to this message, who are watching this message. Let there be an explosion of heavenly revelation, living under an open heaven, but having hearts and minds open for those love bombs, those lightning bolts, of revelation to explode. Let the truth explode in the hearts and minds of the Joshua generation. Let the truth explode. I call for encounters to separate and reintegrate soul and spirit. I call for investitures in lordship, kingship, and mature sonship. I call for a manifestation of rest in the deep revelation of love, joy, peace. Love, joy, peace, rest. The sound of rest, the frequency of rest. Love, joy, peace. Love, joy, and peace. I call for the unveiling of the oracles of the Father's heart. I call for the reconstruction and renewal of the mind. I call for all legalistic and old covenant thinking to be exposed and new covenant truth to be revealed. I call for the children of God to gather and hear heaven's call for sonship. I release the four angels of transformation to prepare the way for the favor and blessing of God to manifest. I call for transformation to prepare for hearts and minds for challenge. I call for the winds of change to blow with new seasons. I call for the sound of many waters to call deep to deep. I call for the refiner's fire to prepare the crucibles for purification and refining. Call for the four angels of transition to help the Joshua generation transition out of the old into the new. Release the sound of the bells of Jubilee. Jubilee. Freedom. Jubilee. Freedom. I call for the children of God to hear the cry of the Father's heart, calling them to sonship. I call for the Joshua generation to arise and shine and cross over into their promised land of their inheritance. I call for love's light to shine, the frequency of love to expand out in the spiritual realms, to engage those who are wavering in the valley of decision, waiting to cross over. I call for those who know there must be more than this to receive the power of love's call, to be challenged to leave the old and to engage the new, calling them out of the wilderness into the light of the promised land of blessing. So when you receive mandates and revelation from God, you know, be open to do something with it. Decree it, declare it, carry it in your heart, manifest it through your life. God said this, "Son, listen to my voice and feel my heart, know who you are, and do not be distracted by circumstances," because there were a lot of circumstances that were distracting me or trying to. "Call forth what you need to fulfill your destiny and outwork the blueprint you have accepted responsibility for. Ensure that you're aligned with my heart to be blessed, to be a blessing, and establish the government and rule of all the mountains you've been given." And we've been given mountains of authority that at the moment I am sort of maintaining, but we need to see those begin to function more effectively in the future. "I call forth the favor and blessing of God upon the ministry to the disadvantaged," which is part of what we're called to do. "I call for the opening of the treasure room of heaven and the release of the resources of heaven into the earth." Now, when you're faced with what do we do? How do we put this strategy in place? Don't just sit there waiting something to happen. Start calling it into being. It may not be there, but call it forth so it starts to move towards you. The treasure room of heaven will not be opened in an emergency or crisis. It needs to be prepared in advance. If you don't sow into the treasure room of heaven, there's nothing to draw out of the treasure room of heaven. So it's important that we prepare in advance for what we're going to be needing in the future. "I call for the blessing and favor of God to be upon the Day Center and the Freedom Center. Those who come into this building, I want them to experience love, acceptance. I call for the manifestation of true transformation of body, soul, and spirit in healing and wholeness. I call for the manifestation of heaven on earth through Freedom Community Alliance," which is our governmental thing for our day center and for our rehabilitation unit. "I call forth the blessings of the kingdom of God throughout Freedom Community Alliance, through and throughout. What we receive freely, we give freely. I call for the provision, protection, and direction of the Father over his heavenly blueprint. I call for righteousness and justice to be established throughout the Freedom Blueprint. I call for the community mountain to function in authority and true government to be established. Son, your destiny is not tied to freedom, and you are free to pursue what I call you to do independently if you wish." Well, God gives us choices sometimes. Now, I don't want to do things independently, even though I have a mandate that could do it. I want to do things in relationship with others through the blueprint that God has given me and God has given us as a group of people to outwork together. "I will open doors for the message I will give you, if you choose, but I will bless you through far." So God will open doors for me if we weren't doing anything here, but I want him to open doors to me and for what we're doing here so that we're doing things together through Freedom Apostolic Resources. "I am that I am" is to be your focus so you can be who you are to be within the circle of the dance. Coming back to relationship once again. The frequency of sonship is beginning to resonate within the dimensions to bring hope of restoration to all things for all things. Continue to facilitate sons arising to take their places in relationship and responsibility so that frequency will extend beyond its present boundaries. And the whole frequency of creation is affected by our frequency. Are we radiating the frequency of love and sonship? Because when we do, creation begins to respond. And that's across all the dimensions. There is a connection to this dimension, to this physical dimension that the whole of creation is looking to and engaging with. And we need to make sure that we're in that place where we're carrying the right frequency. And when we carry the right frequency and when we're vibrating with that energy, the life of God, as sons of God, then we will begin to affect the restoration of the creation of creation and to bring creation freedom from its corruption. We need to come into sonship for creation to be set free. Son, the old must go for the new to come. Do not hold on to the old for fear of not knowing the new. You will not fully have the new until the old has completely been let go of, just like the old and the new covenant. The old was still present in reality and in thinking, whilst the new was fully coming into being. The old was obsolete and yet still functioning in people's lives, whilst it was fading away, and it was resisting the new all the while, trying to keep people locked into the bondage of the old system of the law instead of the freedom of the new covenant relationship, which ultimately is grace. Son, the birth pangs of the old are even now causing fear and confusion where the Moses order are keeping people from embracing the freedom of the promised land beyond the veil. Love is the only way freedom will come, as perfect love casts out fear, and the old order is based in fear of an angry God who needs appeasing. That G-O-D God. We need perfect love. We need to engage love. We need to experience love. We need to release love. We need to be radiating love as a frequency. The original mediatorial system was birthed in fear when those who came out of Egypt refused face-to-face intimacy with me through fear and lost identity and sent Moses, the mediator, to represent them. The golden calf was their do-it-yourself way of appeasing me, and the law was introduced to limit their independence but fulfill their need for religious structure rather than intimate relationship. God did not give the law because it was his idea. God allowed them to introduce the law because it was their idea. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This is in John 1. But the law came through Moses. Son, legislate. Do not hope for the best. Bring my precepts, statutes, and laws into play and use my heart, mind, and voice to establish my government. Now, it's really important that we understand the precepts, statutes, and laws and how they relate to God's heart, how God sees things, and how God orders things. Release the sound that will resonate within the hearts and minds of those in the wilderness who know there must be more than this. Call them to cross over into their promised land of their inheritance and arise and shine seated in the heavenly places. Son, release the sound and the blue light call to sonship, identity, position, and authority, and draw those who will need discipleship. Son, issue the rallying cry, for you have two scrolls to draw people to the Joshua generation and the harvest. Son, call the forerunners to come out of hiding and insecurity into the light of their destinies. Son, there are many streams coming together that are mostly blind to the direction that others are traveling from, but they will emerge in the flow of the restoration of all things. Son, restoration is my desire, but this must encompass both eschatology and the supernatural realms. The universalists are traveling towards realized eschatology and an open heaven mystical flow. The mystical are traveling towards realized eschatology and universal restoration. The realized eschatologists are traveling towards the mystical and the restoration of all things position. They just don't know it yet. Those who are restoring energy healing easily embrace the mystical realm, but are also traveling towards eschatology of hope and the restoration of all things positions. The four positions are inevitably meeting together into a unified whole. When the river of life was poured out into the earth, it went into the garden, which was man's garden, and divided into four rivers to water from the garden the earth, so the garden could fill the earth. Now, what God is doing is seeing four streams coming together to form one river, which is going to bring the restoration and unity. At present, there are those who hold to two or three positions, but few who hold all four positions. But the realization and revelation is beginning to dawn, but the deconstruction has yet to fully take place. Mindsets will have to be changed, challenged, and renewed for four streams to come together in a unified whole. Many are unwilling to embrace so the positions because they have not seen me face to face. And this is a key. Some people aren't willing to embrace other positions because they've not yet engaged Jesus. Now, engaging him, engaging the truth, face to face with the Father, will change and transform what we believe without doubt. Son, embrace your destiny and you will see me open doors of opportunity that you have permission to engage as you wish. More strategic partners will emerge as you actively seek to relate to ambassadors of my kingdom. And I'm looking to relate to ambassadors all over the earth who are looking to establish embassies and pleasers on earth as it is in heaven. Son, pursue proactively with desire, not just reactively. Seek to open avenues that are as yet closed in nations and continents through legislation of my heart. Now, up to this point, generally I accept invitations to come and speak at places that God gives me a mandate for, and I wait until those mandates are given or those invitations come. What God was saying here is, don't just sit and be reactive to invitations, proactively ask me, seek me for my desire for areas that are not yet open. So therefore begin to legislate for the opening up in certain nations or continents in the world, because that's God's heart for all the families of the earth to come together in oneness. So I do that. You know, I make declarations and decrees. I release sounds to connect with people. So if you connect with this and you want to invite me to come into a particular area, a particular nation or a particular continent, then please do get in touch. You know, I'm willing to be open to invitations to come, but I want them to be relational. I'm not just looking for conferences or a conference circuit or to get a message out. I want to relate to people. If you're relational and you want to relate, then I'm open for that relationship to get alongside you, to encourage and support you, and to facilitate and serve you in whatever way I can. As you release your sound and frequency with like calls, you will connect with more fellow journey followers. And this is what I'm doing, and I'm beginning to connect with more people as God connects us in the spirit, because we're vibrating and resonating with the same frequency. This year, I've engaged with a lot of people I never even knew before, because I started to legislate for that, and that's now starting to happen. Son, equip those who are willing to self-sacrifice to embrace their own blueprints and the living stones within freedom. It's like, and this is true for in everywhere. We must be willing to be living sacrifices to embrace what God is calling us to do rather than what we think is a good idea. The center must evolve into a healing center and a wellness center where the hindrances can be removed and the equipping can take place. You see, it's okay feeding people and helping people and clothing people and showering, helping people shower, all that stuff. That's great. That introduces people to us as a center. But we need to see them set free. We need them to be mindful. We need them to come into peace, in love and joy. We need them to be healed from toxic emotions, from any issue which is stopping them being free, freeing them from the captivities of trauma in their life. So we want to go beyond helping people practically to helping people spiritually, emotionally, and mentally as well. Son, prepare for the change at the end of 2020, as I told you to be ready for. I have a change of emphasis and heart for you that will enable you to go beyond again into a new season. Son, keep your heart close to mine and be gentle and humble with a soft and tender heart. I am is about to write on the tablets of your heart to transform your thinking and renew your heart's desires. Son, be ready and be prepared to be taken out of your comfort zone again. Yippee, here we go. And again, as there are few who are ready and even fewer are prepared for the challenges that are ahead. The changes are preparations for the dawning of a new season of grace that will be needed for what's ahead. A new season, a new reason for a new season with a new horizon will be unveiled to you as you keep heart to heart with me. So there are going to be new reasons for new seasons and new horizons. We're going to see things differently. There are going to be changes because we're going to get the why of God's heart. We're going to know his heart, which is going to create desire in our heart, which will be the reason that we're willing to embrace new seasons and new horizons, seeing things from different perspectives and going beyond where we presently are. Son, the four streams of thought that are converging give a framework of agreement and government that will be the foundation for a whole new era where my children will come into the maturity of sonship. Great shakings are going to take place with many tremors leading the way, so that my children will learn not to put their trust in the do-it-yourself methods, as only that which is sourced in my kingdom will remain trustworthy. Don't put your trust in people and in people's methodologies. Make sure you put your trust in the Father. All that can be shaken will be shaken, and all those who stand on solid foundations will be able to stand firm and will be immovable. Son, relax, rest in me during the quaking and the shaking, and live by my faith. Know me, know true reality. As you live in the truth will live in you and will transform the reality around you. Son, know my heart, feel what I feel, love like I love, and you will be able to do what I do. Now there's a goal, to pursue the heart of the Father so we can be like him to the world who desperately needs the Father's love. I live in the now and neither fret or worry, but enter into the moment with my children and feel all things like they do. God is living in our moment. He's not isolated from us, separated from us, apart from us. He is living in our moment with us. This is why the restoration of all things is my desire, so all things can come back into my rest and live loved. I desire that the harmony of creation will be restored. All things will once again be in oneness and whole. Son, as my children become one, as we are one, then creation can be once again, will be one once again, and all will be unified within the circle of the dance. Son, look into my eyes. What do you see? Now, I looked into his eyes. Now, quite often I avoid looking there because they're so deep that I can get drawn in so deeply that I get lost. But this is an invitation. So I saw love. Deep, intense, overwhelming love. I saw myself loved, accepted, affirmed, appreciated, and approved of. I saw God's desire for me to be the me that he made me to be and the reflection of I am. Son, I feel the same for all my children unconditionally, just as I do for you. The world needs to look into my eyes and see the true reality of who I am, reflecting back who they are. Son, keep preaching the truth. Don't stop. Don't be intimidated by opposition. Don't hold back of unashamedly proclaiming who I am really is. And I think, again, so important that we embrace the reality of I am so we can be. The world that I came to save has rejected the lie of who I am, but will embrace the true reality of I am when they can see me in you, my children. I am love, and that love is stronger than death, the grave, and any lie, and is more powerful than any force in creation. I am is able to overcome any obstacle, hindrance, opposition, power, barrier, including time itself, with love. I am love, and I will not be denied. Love conquers all. I will never give up. I will never fail, stop or falter, as love has no limits or boundaries and extends throughout all of creation in all time and all space. Son, you have looked into my eyes and you have seen the determination that I am has for the restoration of all things. Son, do you think that my desire and my will can be thwarted? No. Not having seen the depth of it. God is never going to give up. He will not relent. The love that offered itself upon the foundation stone of creation before the foundation of the world will not and cannot be denied. Whatever the length, depth, height, distance, or dimension, I am has already triumphed and overcome by love. Son, the power of love is beyond your capacity to fathom, but it is the true reality of I am. Son, rest and trust me for provision of all sorts by seeking first the kingdom in righteousness. Let I am be I am and see what I am can do. Do not try and do without being in rest in my favor and blessing. I am your provider. Let my provision come forth from that which has been established in heaven first. Live loved, love living, live loving, rest. And this is my encouragement to you. Pursue love. Pursue that being loved so that life is joyful, that you live in a forgiving, peaceful way with all, even if they don't want to be at peace with you. And rest in that. Be at rest. Seek that intimacy of love, joy, and peace, and rest so that you can live loved, love living, and live loving.